What separates companies that explode with growth from those that sputter? It's not just brilliant ideas or tireless execution. It's the rare chemistry between two complementary forces. Behind nearly every iconic business success stands an unsung partnership, the dreamer who sees what could be and the doer who makes it real. Steve Jobs had Tim Cook. Walt Disney had Roy Disney. Ray Kroc had Fred Turner. This dynamic duo, the visionary and the integrator, creates what business experts call rocket fuel. Even Mark Cuban credits this framework for sustainable growth. A study of 65 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year candidates revealed something remarkable. Every single one had this leadership pairing at the helm. These two roles, when properly aligned, create a force multiplier that transforms struggling ventures into industry leaders. Visionaries represent just 3% of the population, yet create two-thirds of new jobs in our economy. They see opportunities where others see obstacles, connecting dots no one else notices. These relationship builders generate dozens of ideas weekly, excel at closing major deals, and maintain crucial external relationships with boundless passion. Think of Henry Ford envisioning assembly lines, or Walt Disney imagining entire entertainment worlds. They're hunters constantly seeking opportunities, comfortable navigating uncertainty without detailed roadmaps. Some researchers compare this pattern to hypomania, a mild form of mania characterized by unusual energy, creativity, and risk-taking. But this superpower has significant downsides. Visionaries bore easily, sometimes creating chaos for excitement. They start multiple projects simultaneously, yet few reach completion. Their constant idea stream creates organizational whiplash as teams rapidly shift focus. They struggle with details, accountability, and talent development. Without a complementary partner, their brilliance becomes their company's bottleneck. While visionaries dream of what could be, integrators focus on what is. They harmoniously integrate major business functions, manage day-to-day operations, and excel at holding people accountable while seeing the ripple effects of decisions that visionaries often miss. Fred Turner expanded McDonald's from 34 to 31,500 restaurants alongside Ray Kroc, while Roy Disney kept his visionary brother Walt on the straight and narrow. These integrators provided the steady force that translated vision into reality. The integrator DNA includes personal accountability, decisiveness, and excellence in planning and organizing. They're catalysts for team cohesion who consistently achieve goals, develop employees through coaching, and demonstrate resilience. Their forward-thinking, problem-solving nature is complemented by persuasiveness and commitment to continuous learning. Yet integrators face unique challenges. They often receive no glory, frequently seen as pessimists when questioning ideas. They handle the difficult tasks of discipline, accountability, and delivering bad news, a lonely job with constant pressure to balance the visionary's speed against available resources. When properly paired with a visionary, integrators become the essential counterbalance that transforms chaotic brilliance into sustainable success. The visionary-integrator relationship resembles yin and yang, complementary opposites creating a dynamic system greater than its parts. Like golf partners playing ham and eggs, when one hits a bad shot, the other covers. This chemistry creates powerful force capable of launching a business into orbit. The polar differences naturally create tension that energizes creative problem-solving. Simon Sinek describes this in Start With Why as visionaries being why types who imagine the future, while integrators are how types who build infrastructure to make visions reality. However, VI relationships don't always work initially or last forever. Even successful partnerships like Henry Ford and James Cousins can fracture as companies evolve. Companies require different levels of visionary leadership based on three factors. Industry type, high tech needs constant innovation while stable industries require less. Growth aspirations, 5% versus 100% annual growth. And market complexity. These factors determine where a company falls on the visionary spectrum, dictating the complementary integrator needed for maximum effectiveness. To harness the visionary/integrator relationship, you need absolute core alignment. Any gaps between you will appear as canyons to your team. Jason Teshuba of Mango Languages calls this same-pageness. When he's in sync with his integrator, he feels comfortable letting her run operations, but misalignment causes him to meddle, undermining her authority. Stay on the same page through regular monthly meetings lasting 2 to 4 hours outside the office. Begin with personal check-ins, then resolve all issues until both parties are 100% aligned. No end runs means employees can't bypass their manager to complain or get different answers. When someone attempts this, respond with, "Are you going to tell him or am I going to tell him?" The integrator is the tiebreaker for cross-departmental issues. While most decisions reach consensus, the integrator makes the final call when they don't. You are an employee when working in the business. Separate your owner role from your employee role. As owners, you benefit from profits and set vision. As employees, you follow the same rules as everyone else. Maintain mutual respect above all else. Never make negative comments about your counterpart to anyone. Without respect, the relationship becomes dysfunctional and draining rather than energizing. Finding the right integrator is statistically challenging. Only 5.5% of people are naturally suited for the role, compared to 22% who could be visionaries, a 4-to-1 ratio. Perfect match odds hover around 2.5%, but the search is worth it. Start by determining where your company falls on the visionary spectrum based on industry type, growth aspirations, and degree of change. Map your visionary profile, then create a wish list of what your ideal integrator would do. Confirm your readiness. Can you afford one? Can you let go? Are you ready to be 100% you? 6 search pathways exist: recruiters, networking, in-house recruiting, inside candidates, fractional integrators, and additional resources. When interviewing, assess cultural fit with core values, alignment with your passion and purpose, and whether they get, want, and have capacity for the role. Expect a full year before reaching full effectiveness. Michael Morris of Mike Morris Law Firm worked through his wish list daily for a year. Despite doubts, he realized at the one-year mark his partner was excellent, and they tripled their firm's size. The journey requires patience, but the results transform everything. Transformation requires partnership, not solo genius. Visionaries who refuse integrators bottleneck their dreams. Integrators without visionaries manage mediocrity instead of manifesting greatness. This isn't compromise, it's completion. Companies with strong VI partnerships experience 30 to 50% faster growth. The accountability chart, the 5 rules, the same page meetings, these tools free both partners to operate in their zone of genius. Ask yourself, are you the visionary creating chaos while wondering why your team can't keep up? Or the integrator watching a talented founder sabotage their success? Your perfect counterpart is searching for you with the same urgency. The question isn't whether this partnership model works. Thousands of companies prove it does. The question is whether you're ready to stop being your company's ceiling and start being its rocket fuel. Your business doesn't need you to be everything. It needs you to be fully, unapologetically you, and to find the one person who makes that possible.